Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. This is a podcast brought to you by FL Teams. FLteams.com is a top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth analysis and coverage for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports teams. Remember to go to FLteams.com. And this podcast is sponsored by Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer you a new way to invest in and profit off your favorite teams. Use your sports knowledge to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 6,000 plus early adopters who've started to profit off their sports knowledge. Visit www.simbull.com or visit the link in the description below to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code FLTEAMS for a $10 deposit bonus to help build your portfolio. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Jeff Macalino, and as always, going to take you through a quick run through the week that was and the week ahead for your two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning and your Tampa Bay Rays. As always, I'll start with the Lightning. Wrapped up the five-game road trip, and Thursday, December 9th, was a big matchup at Toronto. We'll talk about the standings after we talk about the games, but Toronto ahead of the Lightning in the standings. The Lightning had an impressive showing in what was, I would say, one of the most entertaining games, back and forth battle with the Lightning and the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs got out very early on a power play goal to a 1-0 lead. Pierre-Édouard Bellemare tied the game halfway through the first, and Steven Stamkos added a power play goal, his 13th of the season, shortly after, to give the Lightning a 2-1 lead. That didn't last long. William Nylander scored a power play goal for Toronto with only 7 seconds left in the first period. The Lightning penalty kill has struggled a bit these last couple weeks, something to keep an eye on, something that I think the Lightning are hoping that the veteran Nash might add some presence. Anyways, the second period was nice for the Lightning. Andre Palat scored his 8th goal to give the Lightning a 3-2 lead. Stamkos had one of the assists on that one. Taylor Radish had the other, and Taylor Radish added his 3rd goal of his career later in the second to give the Lightning a 4-2 lead. They held that going into the third. The Maple Leafs did get a goal to make it 4-3 about halfway through the third. And then Andre Palat, his 2nd of the game, 9th of the season, another assist from Steven Stamkos, who had a 4-point game, 1 goal and 3 assists. Andre Palat adds in the empty netter on a very unselfish pass from Stamkos, who probably could have put it in himself, but just to be sure, he tossed it over to Palat, who had a cleaner look to deflect it in. The Lightning leave with a big-time 5-3 victory over Toronto. Saturday, a bit of a letdown game on the last game of the road trip against the pretty lowly Ottawa Senators. Disappointing Saturday afternoon effort on my birthday. Thanks, Lightning. 4-0, Ottawa took the win. Elliott was a net. Not that he could do a whole heck of a lot, especially considering the Lightning didn't even score in the game. Brady Tkachuk with a hat trick for the Senators, scoring 2 in the second and adding 1 late in the third. 4-0, kind of a game the Lightning just want to wrap up and throw away. I don't want to say bad things about Elliott because he was 3-0-1 in his prior 4 starts. So getting a point, really getting 3 wins and then getting a point in the one game they didn't win. So can't drag Brian Elliott for that one, especially since the Lightning did not score 1 at all in that game. Then Tuesday, big bounce back game against the Los Angeles Kings. The Lightning never led in this game until it mattered most. The first period, they gave up another power play goal midway through the first. Again, the penalty kill needs to tighten the screws a little bit. Victor Hedman tied things up with about 2 minutes left in the first period, his sixth goal of the season. Stamkos' 20th assist on that goal, by the way. Only 30 seconds into the second, and the Kings retook the lead. Taylor Radish, though, late in the second, his fourth goal of his career, of his season, all in the last six games for Taylor Radish. He is on quite a streak right now. Boris Kachuk picked up one of the assists on that, the other to Jan Ruda. Nothing got in the back of the net in the third period. Both goalies, Vasilevsky and Quick, played a great game. Overtime was exciting, as always. Vasilevsky had an amazing save on a breakaway by Kopitar. Honestly looked like that was going to be it. But shortly after, Matthew Joseph gets the game winner. It initially looked like Colton may have bounced in the deflection, but it actually was just a Matthew Joseph shot that deflected off of a defender and found its way into the back of the net. The Lightning get the extra point and the 3-2 victory. The Lightning, 18-6-4, despite all of the injuries we've talked about over and over again. They did, by the way, Zach Bogosian and Anthony Cirelli, who had missed some time, both returned in that game against the Kings. That was good to see. Chernak is said to still be a little bit away. It will be after Christmas for him, which is also nearing the time that Braden Point, who was skating this week, will be returning sometime around New Year. So the Lightning about to get a big-time facelift, both defensively when Chernak comes back and hopefully can stay back this time, and Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov also skating in practice for the Lightning. He should be sometime after New Year. So the Lightning about to get a big-time lift on their roster. And this is a team that, looking at the standings, doesn't really need that big of a lift. 18-6-4, as I mentioned. They have the exact same record as the Florida Panthers and tied with them 40 points. They are technically tied for second right now behind the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have 42 points. The Maple Leafs have played two more games than both the Panthers and the Lightning. Obviously, if you can do some simple math, the Lightning and Panthers both average well more than a point per game. So realistically, at best, you're probably looking at those three in somewhat of a three-way tie right now for tops of the Atlantic Division. Fourth place, by the way, Detroit, 31 points, and Boston, who's played three fewer games than the Panthers and Lightning, have 30 points. So there's a pretty wide gap there in the Atlantic Division between the top three and the rest. Those top three would all be leading or tied for the lead with the Capitals if they were in the Metropolitan Division, but they aren't. Important with the divisions realigning to remember how the playoffs work the old way, because obviously last year was a little shake-up, a little different. But the top three teams in each division get in, and then the top two wild cards of the remaining teams that are not in the top three in their division, which right now would be the Penguins and the Red Wings, would be the two wild cards. But important to note that because there really is, and we saw this last year, frankly, in that division with Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay, there's a chasm between the top three and the rest of the division. Obviously, a lot can happen, but it looks like Toronto, Florida, and Tampa Bay are the class of the Atlantic Division, and I would be pretty stunned if all three did not find their way into the playoffs. And again, the Lightning have done this mostly without Nikita Kucherov, a good chunk of this time without Braden Point, and Eric Chernak, and Zach Bogosian missed a good amount of time. Cirelli missed a little bit of time. So this has not been a healthy Lightning team, aside from thank goodness, Steven Stamkos, who is having a tremendous season. And by the way, I should mention that I mentioned the captain. All-star voting is open for the NHL All-Star game. You know, Vasilevsky has a great case. Obviously, Victor Hedman does as well. And Steven Stamkos, I'd love to see him get back and be named an All-Star. Frankly, he should quite possibly be the captain for the Atlantic Division team. Only other note I want to mention, this is all pretty good for the Lightning. Well, let's talk about their schedule ahead. Thursday, they have another game against the Ottawa Senators, this time in Amalie Arena. Probably want to get a little revenge after kind of the frustrating slash embarrassing loss last Saturday. Then they hit the road again. The Lightning not really playing a lot of games at home in the month of December. Saturday the 18th, they will be at Colorado facing the Avalanche. And then on to Vegas on Tuesday the 21st. And I'll probably check in with you after that. And their last game before Christmas, they get a short little break there. December 23rd, Thursday at Arizona. And then they do get the break until Tuesday, December 28th, when they return home for just one game against the Montreal Canadiens. And then, by the way, December 30th, Thursday, the day before New Year's Eve, at Florida, one of those games that you kind of circle on the calendar because, you know, there tends to be fireworks when the Panthers and Lightning get together. And we'll circle back on the Triple B podcast before that rematch happens. Florida and the Lightning are both battling there at the top of the Atlantic. Fun season so far, and should only get more enjoyable down the stretch. Shout out to Ben Bishop, who announced, I guess not formally, you know, as far as paperwork and everything, but Ben Bishop's retired due to a degenerative knee condition. Ben Bishop meant a lot to the Lightning. He was kind of the stabilizing force in this kind of dynasty, if you want to call it that, that goes back, I would say, to when they went to the Stanley Cup and lost to the Chicago Blackhawks. A lot of those same players are still on the team. Ben Bishop was the goalie that season. He battled injuries to continue to play in that Stanley Cup Finals. The following season, he had the injury that led to Vasilevsky kind of being thrust into a position that we didn't know if he was ready for, and it turned out he was. And, you know, they do talk quite a bit about how Ben Bishop knew that Vasilevsky was there to take his spot, and instead of being a jerk like, you know, some people, like a Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers type situation, Ben Bishop was very accommodating and helped coach Vasilevsky up. And meant a lot. So shout out to Ben Bishop, who really did mean a lot to the resurgence of the Lightning. The Lightning had a lot of great, you know, skaters and just couldn't get a stabilizing presence in net until they were able to acquire Ben Bishop. And now, obviously, Andrei Vasilevsky is such a rock back there. But you don't want to, don't want to forget Ben Bishop, because he did mean a lot for this organization. So shout out to him on an excellent career. Sad to see him have to end it because of injury. But shout out to Ben Bishop, who, you know, my sister Angelique still thinks is the greatest goalie in Lightning history, but she's crazy. So the Rays are still locked out, so not a lot to talk about. The Rays bench coach, Matt Quatrero, I've never been able to say his name right, is one of the three finalists, along with Astros bench coach Joe Espada and Seinfeld star Buck Showalter. are the three finalists. I'm not sure how Buck Showalter is still being considered for jobs at this point, but he's one of the three finalists for the Mets manager job. So the Rays may have some more shuffling to do in their coaching staff. Also, the Rays were honored by Baseball America as the top organization in baseball. It's actually the second time in 3 years. You know, kind of a nice honor because it is for the whole organization, the minor leagues. Obviously, the Rays minor league teams were dominant. But obviously still a disappointing finish for the major league team in 2021. All right, that'll do it this week for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Please feel free to hit me up on Twitter. Insult me, ask me questions, anything you want. I'm at St. J. Mac. And follow FL Teams on Twitter, at FL Teams. Also, they've got a Facebook page, a YouTube channel, and another podcast about the surging Miami Dolphins. Also, go to flteams.com to stay updated on all your Florida sports news and coverage.